The fact of the matter is, I thought, with Sir Henry Curtis and Captain Good, that the best plan would be to tell my story in a plain, straightforward manner, and to leave these matters to be dealt with subsequently in whatever way ultimately may appear to be desirable. In the meanwhile, I shall, of course, be delighted to give all the information in my power to anybody interested in such things. And now it only remains for me to offer apologies for my blunt way of writing. I can but say, in excuse of it, that I am more accustomed to handle a rifle than a pen, and cannot make any pretense to the grand literary flights and flourishes which I see in novels, for sometimes I like to read a novel. I suppose they, the flights and flourishes, are desirable, and I regret not being able to supply them. But at the same time I cannot help thinking that simple things are always the most impressive, and that books are easier to understand when they're written in plain language, though perhaps I have no right to say such an opinion on such a matter. A sharp spear, runs the Kukana saying, needs no polish, and on the same principle I venture to hope that a true story, however strange it may be, does not require to be decked out in fine words. Allan Quatermain. Chapter 1. I Meet Sir Henry Curtis. It is a curious thing that, at my age, 55 last birthday, I should find myself taking up a pen to try and write a history. I wonder what sort of a history it will be when I have finished it, if ever I come to the end of the trip. I have done a good many things in my life, which seems a long one to me, owing to my having begun work so young, perhaps. At an age when other boys are at school, I was earning my living as a trader in the old colony. I've been trading, hunting, fighting or mining ever since. And yet it is only 8 months ago that I made my pile. It is a big pile now that I've got it, and I don't yet know how big. But I do not think I would go through the last 15 or 16 months again for it. No, not if I knew that I should come out safe at the end, pile and all. But then I am a timid man, and dislike violence. Moreover, I am almost sick of adventure. I wonder why I'm going to write this book. It is not in my line. I'm not a literary man, though very devoted to the Old Testament, and also to the Ingoldsby legends. Let me try to set down my reasons, just to see if I have any. First reason. Because Sir Henry Curtis and Captain John Good ask me. Second reason. Because I am laid up here at Durban with the pain in my left leg. Ever since that confounded lion got hold of me, I've been liable to this trouble, and been rather bad just now. It makes me limp more than ever. There must be some poison in a lion's teeth, otherwise how is it that when your wounds are healed they break out again? Generally, mark you, at the same time of year that you got your mauling. It is a hard thing, when one has shot 65 lions or more, as I have in the course of my life, that the 66th should chew your leg like a quid of tobacco. It breaks the routine of the thing, and putting other considerations aside, I am an orderly man, and don't like that. But this is by the way. Third reason. Because I want my boy Harry, who is over there at the hospital in London studying to become a doctor, to have something to amuse him, and keep him out of mischief for a week or so. Hospital work must sometimes bore and grow rather dull, for even of cutting up dead bodies there must come some satiety, and as this history will not be dull, whatever else it may be, it will put a little life into things for a day or two while Harry is reading of our adventures. Fourth reason and last. Because I'm going to tell the strangest story that I remember. It may seem a queer thing to say, especially considering that there is no woman in it, except Fulata. Stop, though. There is Gagaula, if she was a woman, and not a fiend. But she was 100, at least, and therefore not marriageable, so I don't count her. At any rate, I can safely say there is not a petticoat in the whole history. Well, I'd better come to the yoke. It is a stiff place, and I feel as though I were bogged up to the axle. But such is, as the boars say, and I'm not sure I don't know how to spell it, softly does it, a strong team will come through at last, that is, if they're not too poor. You can never